This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A woman was killed in an apparent attack by at least one mountain lion and possibly two on a hiking trail in Larimer County, Colorado, 2 weeks ago Thursday. The woman was found dead along the Crozier Mountain hiking trail near Fort Collins, Colorado, at about 12:15 p.m. with a mountain lion nearby, according to Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Large carnivore specialist Dan Thompson said mountain lions rarely attack people. Thompson said, first and foremost, this is a tragic situation for the people and family involved. He said, fortunately, mountain lion attacks on humans are extremely rare, but that doesn't really matter if you were the person involved. Byron Weckworth, chief conservation and advocacy officer for the Mountain Lion Foundation, affirmed Thompson's statement. Fatal mountain lion attacks are extremely rare, he said. Across the United States, encounters resulting in serious injury or death are statistically uncommon given the millions of people who recreate and live in mountain lion habitat each year. That rarity is an important part of the context, he said. As urban development spreads into mountain lion territory and more people take up outdoor recreation, encounters with mountain lions are becoming more common, Weckworth added. As more people live, work, and recreate in areas that overlap wildlife habitat, interactions can increase, not because mountain lions are becoming more aggressive, but because potential exposure is growing, he said. Regionally, the Rocky Mountain states of Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho have seen mountain lion deaths and encounters. Although there have been no documented fatal mountain lion attacks in Wyoming, there have been some tense encounters. One of the wildest ones happened in July 2009, when a man used a chainsaw to fight off a mountain lion in the Shoshone National Forest. Windsor, Colorado resident Dustin Britton, then 32, told authorities he was cutting firewood near his campsite when he saw the mountain lion staring at him from some bushes. Britton said he raised his chainsaw just as the mountain lion pounced on him. It batted me 3 or 4 times with its front paws, and as quick as I hit it with that saw, it just turned away, he said. The mountain lion suffered a gash on its shoulder and fled. It was later tracked down and killed by game wardens. Other recent mountain lion attacks include the killing of Taylan Brooks, 21, in a remote area of El Dorado County, California, in March 2024. He and his brother Wyatt, 18, were hunting shed antlers when they were attacked just after 1 p.m. Taylan was pronounced dead at the scene, while Wyatt suffered severe facial injuries, was hospitalized, and underwent multiple surgeries. Wardens from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife Agency later found and killed the mountain lion, which was reported to be a 90-pound male. In a September 2024 Colorado incident, Andrew Johnson said that he had had no choice but to kill a mountain lion with a shovel when it came after his husky dog in a campground. In the incident 2 weeks ago, the woman's body was discovered by hikers who spotted her and the mountain lion from about 100 yards away. They drove the mountain lion off by throwing rocks at it. One of the hikers was a physician who checked on the woman but found no pulse. It's believed that she was hiking alone when she was attacked. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is investigating the woman's death as a suspected fatal mountain lion attack. That same day, wildlife agents shot and killed one mountain lion near the site and another in the same general area. The last fatal mountain lion attack in Colorado claimed the life of a 3-year-old boy, Jared Atadero, in October 1999, after he went missing during a church group hiking trip in the Arapaho-Roosevelt National Forest. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.